Good morning. It's Monday, the 27th of April, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Today we've got Sony's robot beating professional table tennis players, Geely's clean sheet robo-taxi debut in Beijing, and the AI chip surge that's just pushed Taiwan and Korea past the United Kingdom in global equity rankings. Let's start with Sony. Sony AI just published a paper on the cover of Nature describing the first robot ever to beat elite human players at table tennis under official ITTF rules. They're calling it Project Ace. The system reacts in 20 milliseconds. That's more than 10 times faster than a top human player. It can return spins of up to 450 radians per second with a 75% success rate. In formal matches against 5 elite players and 2 professional, Ace took 3 wins from 5. Why does it matter for Asia? This is plausibly the AlphaGo moment for the physical AI. And it's happened in Tokyo, not Silicon Valley. Sony Semiconductor Solutions provided the high-speed image sensors at the heart of the system, which means the supply chain for this kind of real-time embodied learning runs straight through Japan. For factory floors across Japan, Korea and China, racing to deploy humanoid and bimanual robots. This is the proof point that real-time reinforcement learning at subhuman latency is now production ready. Expect Sony's perception and control stack to start showing up in commercial robotics products well inside this decade. Okay, story number 2. Auto China 2026 opened in Beijing on Saturday, and the headline reveal was a robo-taxi called the EVA Cab. Geely teamed up with Afari Technology and Kaokao Mobility to debut what the group is calling China's first purpose-built robo-taxi. No steering wheel, no conventional controls, face-to-face seating, electric sliding doors, and a 1400 TOPS compute platform running a 196 billion parameter step 3.5 model. The team says it can handle 99% of daily traffic scenarios with reaction times 3 times faster than a human driver. Kaokao Mobility, which is Geely's Hangzhou-based ride-hail subsidiary, will start commercial operation of a customized edition from 2027. Here's why this matters. China's robo-taxi race, up until now, has been a contest of retrofitted EVs from Pony AI, WeRide, and Baidu Apollo. The EVA Cab is the first time a Chinese OEM, a Tier 1 autonomy stack, and a national ride-hail operator have committed to a clean sheet design with a published commercial date. For Southeast Asian and Middle Eastern operators that already buy Geely platforms that brings purpose-built Chinese robotaxis into procurement conversations alongside Waymo. Watch for knock-on effects on insurance, fleet financing, and city-level autonomy regulation across the region. And our third story today, the AI chip rally has just rewritten the global equity map. Taiwan and South Korea have leapfrogged the United Kingdom in global market rankings. Taiwan's market capitalization now sits near $4.3 trillion, with TSMC alone accounting for more than 40% of the total. South Korea's KOSPI is up roughly 44% year to date and trails the UK by only $140 billion. The trigger was foreign capital rotating into Asian semiconductor exposure after DeepSeek's V4 launch and Huawei's Ascend chips reset assumptions about who actually supplies the world's AI compute. Why it matters? This is structural rebalancing, not a momentum trade. pension funds, sovereign allocators, corporate treasuries that benchmark to MSCI World now need to carry materially more North Asia chip exposure. And that capital tilt feeds back into cheaper financing for TSMC's A13 fab roadmap, Samsung's HBM4 ramp, and SK Hynix's stacked DRAM lineup. For enterprise buyers and policymakers across Southeast Asia and India, it explains why Taipei and Seoul are now the rooms where global AI hardware decisions are being made. And now, the AI in Asia view. Three stories, three different layers of the AI stack, one common signal. The center of gravity in physical and infrastructural AI now sits firmly in North Asia. Sony has cracked real-time embodied learning in Tokyo. Geely has put the world's first clean-sheet robo-taxi on a Beijing show floor with a 2027 commercial date. And global capital markets have started repricing Taiwan and Korea as the structural home of AI compute. For Southeast Asian operators, the practical question is no longer whether to integrate North Asian AI hardware, robotics platforms, and autonomy stacks. It's how quickly procurement, regulation, and workforce planning can catch up. Expect a wave of partnership announcements between Singaporean, Indonesian, Thai and Indian buyers and their Japanese, Korean and Chinese counterparts over the next two quarters. The companies and capitals that move first on these supply lines will set the default for the rest of the decade. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great Monday.